Welcome back to Instant Anime.
Just Add Music.
I'm Jimmy.
I'm Sarah.
Thanks for joining us. This is your first time listening to the show. This is the podcast where Sarah and I listen to a song and then make an anime for it.
Yep.
So what we've done today is listen to the song Echo by SF9.
Oh, our old friends.
An old favorite. I don't know the last time.
It's been a minute.
An SF9 song. Could not tell you. Episode 247.
They're all pretty much ready to go. SF9 gets it.
Yes. So we listened to Echo and then each separately for 5 minutes wrote down an idea as if Echo was the theme song for an anime. And we're like, we wrote it, the synopsis, the elevator pitch for our anime. And then we come together, we share them on the show, and we go, what should be lost? What should be gained by combining them together into a mega anime, which is the crux of the whole show, is that our separate ideas are combined into a better idea.
Hopefully. Sometimes, though, there's the award.
True.
I'm not saying it because I think I'm going to get it or anything.
No.
I swear. But we have had more than one idea because sometimes
we out the gate have created a decent enough idea.
That should just be a thing.
That can be its own thing.
Mix
and we still destroy it.
Yeah. But we usually high five first.
Yes. But again, we listen to the song Echo by SF9 and we recommend you do so as well. So you get the sort of idea, same vibe as what we were going for.
The vibe.
Our minds absorbed this song and then
tried to echo.
Yes. Squished it out like a sponge onto the page. So yeah, you don't have to listen to the song. It's just something we recommend, and we provide links in the description and other places on the website for you to listen, which we talk about at the end of the episode, if you choose to do so, or you pause.
I like this song.
It's a good song. SF9,
again,
they had good producers, you know, filling them out with the good tracks.
Yeah.
I don't really know what else to say about it.
It's an enjoyable little song.
Yes. So, once again, we recommend you listen to it, but you don't have to.
No.
It's just a little extra homework.
If you want.
If you want to sort of see where we're coming from with this. So without further ado, I will share my idea that I had for Echo by SF9. And yeah, I think I hit everything else.
And go.
So an archaeologist is on the hunt for the rarest artifact of all time. They lost their love in a chance encounter when they accidentally traveled to the past. Now their love is lost to the annals of time and could be brought back with newly developed DNA technology.
Like cloning?
Jurassic Park style.
Cloning,
yes.
Okay.
They've unearthed some past acquaintances, but have not found their true past love yet. Will the fossil record be enough to bring them back? Where has the fossil been moved to? Enter the evil archaeologist, hoarding ancient human fossils and selling them on the black market.
Ew.
Now their true love has been brought back to life in the aforementioned DNA technology sort of way. But
cloning.
Both are unaware that they can be reunited if only they could get in contact with one another. Dun dun dun.
You lost it should be its own when the evil archaeologist selling on the black market.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
I agree.
Evil, even.
I didn't say they were a good archaeologist doing it. I don't condone their behavior.
That's a hard sell, evilness. I don't know.
Could be.
Although, there is something that I see kind of a thread that we shared.
Dig it.
A little bit.
Hit me.
So let me just confirm really fast for yours. Main character travels back in time?
At some point. By accident. Or not accident. I don't know.
And then in the past, they have the DNA thing?
No. They are now in the future.
Okay,
where
so they make
have the
it
DNA
back.
Thing. Yes. This is like...
The protagonist makes it back.
The protagonist makes it back.
Okay, that's the part I missed.
There's some, you know, chance wormhole time dilation sort of thing where they meet their true love in circa ancient times.
Okay. I thought the love was in the present, and so when they got back to the present, I understand. I'm good now.
Love was in the past. Would be a fossil in the present.
Yes.
Aww. Hence was sold on the black market to a person who brought them back.
Aww.
And is also bad?
Presumably.
Because they bought something on the black market?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes me wonder if the people are being corrupted when they're brought back.
I don't know.
They've got like an evil owner? Like, that's terrible.
I know. It's really bad.
Okay. All right.
I agree. The whole situation that I created for the second half of my idea is really bad.
Then why don't I quickly pivot to mine?
Yes.
Okay. Ready?
Would you not say it's evil, though?
It's very evil.
There we go. I've done the thing.
I don't like it. All right. Here's mine. Our protagonist is a well-regarded photographer and skydiver.
Archaeologist.
Could be. Earlier in life, they used to skydive and shoot with the camera shoot.
Oh, yeah.
With their best friend and artistic partner, because that sounds better than business partner. But one day, their friend doesn't land. It's like they vanished into thin air.
Time.
The protagonist still skydives because they swear when they do, it's like their friend is with them. Although, they would never tell anyone that. But what if it's more than just a feeling? Could the friend really be there, too?
Dang.
So that was mine.
How did we both have, like, a missing, lost in time sort of thing?
I don't know.
That's pretty cool.
Because the song, I'm not great with the words that describe the music.
The echo?
The, like, wah-wah-wah-wah part.
The wah-wah-wah part?
Yeah. What is that? Like a drop? I don't know.
Just sort of the synthy nature of it.
Dubstep? I'm not sure.
Sort of dubsteppy, yeah.
But that wah 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 part, I saw somebody.
Like a shifting reality sort of thing?
Well, I saw somebody like skydiving and the horizon moving.
Oh, as cool.
As they like tumble before they level out or whatever you call
sure.
it. So I saw the wah wah was the horizon like moving
like
around.
Disorienting sort
yeah.
of.
Yeah. And huh. so imagine you're doing that, and then you, like,
you flip
know,
back over
level
and your
out,
friend's
you're taking
gone.
Pictures, or maybe you take video, whatever you do, and the friend is just not there anymore.
Wow, that'd be crazy.
Yeah. And it's not like you see someone land, it's just gone.
Yeah. When you said it first, I was like, oh, they didn't land, which means they didn't splat.
Exactly.
Because if they had splatted, then they're dead.
Exactly.
And they would have landed, but they mm-hmm. didn't land at all. They're exactly. just literally split out of mm-hmm. time, out of space.
Yep.
They're not there.
But when the protagonist continues to skydive,
they get a vibe.
They feel like their friend's still there.
They feel like they're doing the tandem jumping.
Yeah. They would never tell anyone because that sounds a little strange.
Cuckoo.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So that was mine.
I like it.
And I feel like we have that.
We do.
Thread.
How did we manage?
I don't know.
How do you want to?
All I heard was the horizon womp womping.
Womp womping. Combine archaeologist out of time with skydiver out of sky.
Out of time. Yeah, out of sky.
It's a tough one because I think we do have two elevated jobs. You
okay,
know, you have
yeah.
an artist, you have an archaeologist. You can combine those into like art archaeologist.
I skydive to look for fossils.
Well, no, not exactly in that way, but there's no sky fossils as far as I know.
No, but you spot them from the sky. You go,
oh,
that
yes.
part of the ground.
Oh,
that
the
looks...
striations.
Exactly.
From up above, you get a really good idea.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, it could be fun to create a new career style of skydiving
like,
archaeologist.
Some sort of X-ray goggle
hey,
kind of a thing.
If we're going to create a new type of job.
You've got a new DNA thing going on. It's obviously the
Jurassic
future.
Park style, yes.
So, why not be able to look at the ground from way above it and be like, hey, there's a fossil over there.
Sure. I do like that.
I'm not sure about it.
I continue. Do. It makes it more of an anime profession.
I'm derailing you before you get to your combination.
I'm just saying, we've created rocket skating.
Yes, and?
Although we didn't create it. Other people have done this. There was that anime from the 90s that I found out existed, or 2000s, and I was like, oh, darn it.
Well, if you think we have any, like, first-hand ideas.
I know. If there's a skydiving archaeology anime, just end me now.
No. You know the rules.
I'm looking it up.
The rules are we end when we come up with the
it's
same
true.
Idea.
And we did.
Not
we
yet.
We came up with a vaguely similar concept.
Yes, but it's not the
but
same.
But at the core, our ideas are very different, which is why combining them will be a little different.
I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I really don't like your DNA part.
Okay.
So
take out all the conflict of mine.
Yes, I'm glad you agree. No, it seems if we were keeping mine as the base, in my mind, it's pretty easy to just go, okay, well, when they fell, they like fell through time.
Yes.
And then we could have a fun, like, they keep skydiving, they realize, like, they actually are here, I could, like, time travel, or dimension skip, or sure. whatever. So, like, that would be if mine was the base.
Yes.
Yours? I don't know.
All the conflict is gone.
I don't like...
Evil skydiver.
Evil... Now,
that's impossible.
Here. Wait, that's not... Hear is like an agreement.
Yes.
I unhear.
I don't hear.
I hear nothing. I'm not sure how to do that. So we talked briefly
my
about...
My idea breaks yours in
it
your
does.
Mind.
It does. It does entirely. So if we had someone that was...
I'm fine with the conflict being that they're
okay.
lost out of time.
I thought
I would
something.
Just like to have a more concrete version of
I've thought
how
of something,
they would reunite.
Though.
Sure.
So they skydive... For whatever reason.
They're not an archaeologist.
They could be.
Okay.
Or.
They don't become one until the friend is lost out of time.
They could be the one that falls through time, like in yours, protagonist.
Originally, yes.
Mm-hmm, falls through time. And then their friend that's with them does too.
At the same time, sure.
Possibly. And then it kind
then
of turns into yours where like maybe.
One gets back and the other doesn't.
Yeah. And then they have to DNA all that business.
It doesn't have to be DNA, though. It could just be that they have to find a way to go back in time.
We could make it really sick, though, because yours is leaning far into that. And the friend dies.
It's not sick.
Friend dies.
It's good that there's DNA bringing people back that people have visited.
Minus.
This is
yeah.
good.
Okay.
Minus the whole black market thing.
That's
you
that's
don't
the
want
thing.
That, but
no.
they're not the only ones with the DNA technology.
Okay.
They're just the ones stealing fossils.
They're just the ones
and
using
selling
it for
people.
Evil.
Yes. I acknowledged it was bad.
What do you like?
I don't know. That
Which
that to me there is
things?
Like a pure evil to
yeah, really
that
harsh.
Person.
Yeah.
And it's like
Would
I don't
you like
know.
To keep that?
It's easy to do, then you have a good versus the evil.
Sure,
we don't
yeah.
need that. You can have a nebulous time is the enemy in
okay.
term of it randomly. Like, why are they doing it skydiving? Is it just where they skydived? Is it the velocity? they hit 88 miles per hour.
What do you call it? Like a solar storm or whatever?
Yeah, I don't
Stars
know. Something
align?
Like that. That would be... More scientific, you know, it's random, and that's why they aren't able to get back to the past, and then a comet, you know, has to pass the sun at the same time, and I don't know, something like that. But then, yeah, then there isn't really an evil in terms of that. It's just like...
Yeah, it really takes a lot of your idea and discards it.
Yeah, but I guess... we could drop some aspect of it. I just think there is something, I don't know, we've been watching a lot of Sailor Moon, and there is definitively
yeah.
like, we want to take things and be evil character.
Yes, definitely.
And you're like, well, then there's the series, is they get close to doing that. And I don't know, something interesting there.
Okay. Then I have one more proposition.
Okay.
The people are skydiving.
Sure.
And rather than go to the past, they go to the future where this DNA thing exists.
Okay.
And they have to try and combat this evil.
Oh, okay. Does their friend
I like,
not
I guess
go then?
That it could be either way.
Right.
But
and the
I
main
like
person
the idea,
goes in the future now?
If it's okay with you, that skydiving is what makes them skip jump.
Yes, I'm totally,
okay.
totally on
I
board.
Like.
I like the skydiving archaeologist.
And
that
it could
created.
Be that one is the archaeologist and one is an artist and is like, hey, let's do this. It's fun. And the archaeologist, we're going big stereotypes here, would be like, no, I would never. That's dangerous. Like,
sure.
And they're like,
and
no,
it is dangerous
it's fun.
Because they're lost
they,
in time.
Exactly.
Yes.
But that way we have like a reason that, not that you can't be an archaeologist skydiver.
Okay.
But if we want to
I do like that. It's not part of their job, but their friend who is a skydiver artist So of the skydiver artist or archaeologist who is skydiving this one time, who is thrust into the future?
There? It could be both. Could be both. Especially if they're at the future, they might need each other's help. Archaeologist has knowledge of the past, can apply to like future stuff.
That's true if they're specifically developing this thing.
They're doing the DNA.
Black market.
Exactly. So they might need to be able to.
Okay, so then, sure, if they both care, why, or if they both go to the future, rather, why do they care about the DNA archaeologist evil black market?
Well, I feel like the archaeologist protagonist person would care because this is their field being attacked.
Being used for
nefarious things. It's like, hey, that's history. Like these creatures, these people, they had lives.
Okay, yeah, this is good. This is good because the fossil, okay, I've established this now. This Please. Is canon. We're continuing in this way.
Okay.
The evil archaeologists and all of the fossil records that are being cloned and sold for nefarious purposes are from specifically that point in time that they traveled forward from.
Okay.
So the people that are being brought back are humans from their time.
From their time.
And so...
And it's maybe like 100 years or something like that.
Exactly. So it is their friends and their, you know, people that they grew up with, acquaintances that they are seeing again who are being twisted in this way.
So here's another idea. Mm-hmm. I like what you've said, so I don't want to think you... I don't want you to think I'm negating any of that.
I've said it.
What if there's some reason that people want themselves cloned? Because it's that 100 years, you know, they're lives.
So they're right. They bought a ticket to essentially time travel.
The black market to like take me, take, you know, maybe they've done it before. Maybe they are clone V1. And so the originals.
Oh, like passed. This technology starts earlier?
Just a little bit earlier. So the people that are reaching the end of their lives are like the clones
starting
of the
to
friends.
Buy the slots.
I don't know. Is that too much?
It's getting a little convoluted.
Okay.
I'm not opposed to it because it would give reason to this, but I think there's something more about just being unaware that this exists at the time and then... People are being brought back and essentially sold into...
Like, maybe they think that, yeah, it's under the table because maybe this technology exists, but it's extremely expensive.
Right.
But this guy, oh, yeah, he'll just, you know, he'll do it for you.
Give him 15K.
But rather than giving you freedom, you are then forced...
You're shackled into some contract.
Indentured servitude, yeah, exactly. Sort of a thing. So these poor people think that... This is the only way for, like, me to live longer.
Yeah.
I can't afford to do it this way with my insurance, so let me go around.
Yes. Okay, around I like that. This. There's a class system to the upper echelons being off the black market, but still having this eternal life given to them, essentially.
I'm definitely comparing it to the... recent weight loss drug being off-label. It's like a...
Sure.
Anyway, so celebrities are currently able to acquire it to, like, lose weight when they don't need to. Medically, it's for people who need it.
Right.
Same idea. Like, medically, there are people that are sick that need this DNA thing.
Like insulin.
Yeah. And then celebrities are just like, rich people in general. Yeah. I have enough money. I'm going to live forever. Ha-ha. And then people outside of that are, like, finding a different way to access the technology.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. This is, it's kind of like in Altered Carbon, where consciousness is saved digitally.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But instead of that, it's consciousness is saved on a fossil record.
Yeah.
And then can be cloned later. But memory is sort of tied to DNA in this instance in some way.
There's you write a memoir. I don't know. Like you figure that part out.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. I think they are brought back
it's
to
part
like
of it. We won't explain.
You
now.
Know, they're brought back Mystery. To a state that they believed their consciousness is the same one to one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 100 years in the future. then you really don't get too convoluted.
Yeah, whatever. We get to choose.
It's not like they're brought back and then they're a baby. They're brought back and they're the person that they were.
Maybe they could be a baby if they wanted to be a baby.
If they wanted to be a baby.
You get to choose.
If you're into that.
If you decide, yeah, I want to be two again, we can do that.
If you're rich enough, yeah. Okay, but then yes, there is this.
Okay, so we've got this there is weird this youth still, farming.
Still evil.
Yes.
It is opposed to the black market. It is this like legal version of it, but it's only for, available like,
people that need it. People that have really bad health problems that need to
wait until the cure for cancer or whatever, something you know, like all these things exist and then they're brought back and cured.
We'll just go with that.
Yeah.
It raises a lot of questions, but that's just the thing. What it is.
The cure is the process of being brought back because the DNA is
We can, you know, fiddle with the DNA in the meantime.
Exactly.
And, oh, you had this ailment. Well, you know.
And it's not.
Genetically engineer you, well, so you don't.
It is kind of creepy in that way.
It is, but.
Because you could be brought back with cat eyes or, you
meow.
Know.
Meow. But yeah, why not? I mean, it kind of reminds me of like a cyberpunk thing.
Yes, totally. I think that's it. And you establish this future where these people are being brought back with whatever.
Okay, so it's, yeah, I like this idea better. It's more broad. It's not just like, it's
so there are these people that are like super big or like, you know, they brought back with super DNA and they, and it's not like it's an apocalyptic sort of like all the people were brought back and turned into monsters and started killing everyone. It's like, no,
it's like it's still extreme pretty, plastic surgery.
Yeah. It's still basically. Pretty idyllic future, but instead there is now a greater class disparity because people are brought back weaker and like,
and maybe some of it is just, I don't know what I'm talking about anymore at this point, but you don't have to be dead. You don't have to be cloned. Maybe some of it's just like, we can fiddle with it.
Oh, there's like a national registry
or something
that you signed up for 50 years ago or whatever.
I don't know.
Sure.
In any case,
it doesn't matter. It's a very
DNA.
Very powerful DNA technology,
and it's being misused.
Yes.
Misappropriated.
Yes, but that's the thing: is the easiest people to take advantage of are the dead.
Yeah.
And
there's no consent there.
You can fiddle with their DNA. You can fiddle with whatever you want and bring them back as a weaker but still malleable type person, and that's where this whole sort of thing comes from.
Yeah.
And I think there's even an instance where, you know, people that the archaeologists and people in their fields respectively were brought back and are like further assisting this technology, but they don't know.
You've got like a brilliant scientist
exactly.
that was working their whole life and then they weren't quite done and they're like, round two, I'm not done here.
Yes, but it sort of is twisted now with this extra technology where they're like, oh, well, the capabilities of this are so vast, I can do sort of whatever I want. And then feed that cycle of
we've talked a lot.
Yes.
We have a skydiver and an archaeologist skydive
both.
That blip through time.
Yes.
They make it to the future.
Forward.
Wherein DNA
super
dissection
technology.
Is
yes.
a thing, and they're able to bring people back, clone them,
fix
alter
ailments,
them,
all this sort of thing.
Has a good and a bad side.
Yes.
Has a very not aesthetic, but I guess aesthetic.
Yeah. Well, you can like fix something in your DNA that gives you the perfect
nose
you want. Yeah.
Yeah. So some of it's very vain.
Or a weird nose.
Shallow. That's what I wanted to
say. It could be spliced with animals if you want. I don't know.
All sorts of things.
Yeah.
So they show up there and find out, oh my gosh, there's this secret. Well, all of this is like, wow, the possibilities are wonderful and people are having fun with it. There's this terrible dark side, black market, this stuff's happening.
Yeah.
We can't let this happen. I, the archaeologist, this goes against
this
everything.
This belongs in a museum.
This is my code that I took my oath and like, this is not what we as archaeologists believe.
This is the one I got my degree for.
Absolutely not.
I'm a doctor.
Dun, da, da, da.
In archaeology.
And therefore, set down that bone. So.
Whip.
With a whip. Knock it out of their hand. But gently, because you don't want it to break.
No.
So we're good
with
that.
It's a soft microfiber whip.
Of cleaning power. Dust, 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 dust.
Yeah.
Are you good? Did I summarize
you,
it well?
You summed it up, okay. I'd say, perfectly.
Oh, thank you. Cool.
Are you happy with how much of your idea is present?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm definitely there. we've got a great evil.
I guess mine's not really there where they think they see people. Well, that would probably just happen because they're in the future and they're like, whoa, I thought I
That's
saw
the thing.
So-and-so.
They see the people.
Okay, there, mine's in it.
There. Different, the same, otherwise, recognized, unrecognized, you know?
Wow, that really looks like our friend Fred, but with different
eyebrows.
And they say Fred,
and Fred's like, I have cat eyes.
So, I'm still Fred.
I just like the idea of getting cat eyes.
Yeah. Oh.
Not for me.
Okay.
Just for checking. Fred.
Yeah, Fred does seem like a cat.
And then Fred's like, now I have night vision.
Wah, 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 wah. But I can't see color as well. Okay.
but I see infrared. See, that'd be pretty cool though. Mm-hmm. So
pluses and minuses. So are you good with all this?
Of course.
Is there anything else you want to iron out?
I think not. Cool. I think we're at title time.
Okay. Was that a twisty road? Not twisted. Twisty
road? No, I think you summing it up was the perfect through way.
It sure helped me.
solidifying the idea.
Okay.
So
title.
Title. Words.
I mean, we have like a time skip. We've got DNA stuff.
Yeah, let's do like a time word and like a DNA word.
Cool.
All right. You want to do a time word first or a DNA word first?
I can start with time.
I'll do a DNA word. 3, 2, 1. Helix.
Aging. Mm. Aging helix. Sounds like a fun retirement
Sounds like
club.
A drug.
Oh.
Take aging helix and feel better.
I like mine better. All right. Switch.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Timeline.
Genetics.
Mm.
And then came up with some
You got some
bad
titles for me?
I do. You ready?
Yes.
Blue jeans. G-E-N.
Yep.
Yep. And black market jeans. Same.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And then the archaeologist that fell through time.
That's good.
A little bit more anime.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Because there's the girl who jumped through time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a film.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Fell through time is good. Skydive maybe should have been one of the words. Like diving through time or something like that. Helix dive. I don't know. I like helix. Helix to me sounds very anime.
I agree.
And is fossil-y also
so, double
Pokemon.
Helix? Diving helix?
Diving helix?
Doven helix?
Cloven helix?
How do I make it sound more like double?
Yeah. Tandem? No. Double helix? I mean, it is double helix.
It is. True. And we could just do that.
Double helix.
What? Ooh, second time around. Or like double helix, double time. Something like that.
Yeah. Double helix. Time again.
Something like that.
That's good. We should follow that path.
What about double helix metamorphosis?
Ooh.
It sounds ridiculous.
It does.
But is it just right?
I think it might be the title.
You think so?
Yeah, there is... You know, there is something to returning to a big word that mm-hmm. can encompass what you would need it to encompass. And it's vague enough
mm-hmm.
that it could be in regards to time changing, to the metamorphosis of humanity, and...
To the DNA.
To the double helix of the DNA and to begin with. I think that's it.
Wow.
I think you did it.
Wow. It sounds so funny. It's like... Pokey.
Double helix metamorphosis. Yeah. And it could also be like the season title as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The next season is
pupa
time.
Go through all the butterflies.
But yeah, double helix metamorphosis. Hey, we got the title.
Woo.
Double helix metamorphosis.
This twisty episode. We got there.
Twisting and
tandem. That's why
they have a move.
That's why I was so
twisted up.
We had so much stuff going on.
We have to unspool it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like they do.
Probably in this anime.
In this anime.
To do all that stuff they're doing.
Yeah, they create little nanobots that can do it or something.
That's a Big Hero 6.
Yeah.
Okay, moving right along. Who do you want to be?
Who do you want to be?
Who do you want to be?
Who do you want to be in Double Helix Metamorphosis?
Hmm.
Were you asking me first? Because you are having a hard time finding out.
I mean, I feel like I'd be in the future.
We're in the future, and we both come out, and we have...
Cat eyes?
We have a shared upgrade.
Oh.
And we high five with our new cool hands.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well...
In the background.
All right.
And we go, heck yeah, new hands.
Okay.
I don't need that.
Flex, but okay.
Yeah, we have, and then we flex.
That's what we got. We got muscles.
We got big muscles.
All right.
Without having to work out.
Now we're talking.
Truly the future. Okay, we're in it. And
doing something.
We're in it.
In the background doing something.
Getting DNA.
Getting swole?
Getting swole with DNA.
Wow, the future. Okay.
Six pack.
Wow.
You got a six pack?
Yeah, I got 12.
Wow.
They went too far.
I gotta go back. Get some more. How many abs is too many? Who knows? Well, that's good. We're both in it, and that's instant anime.
It's Chad Music.
I'm Jimmy.
I'm Sarah.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Mm-hmm. We're at the end now, where we talk about a couple things. So if you want to follow us on our one social media right now, it's Twitter at Instant Anime Pod, where we post GIFs teasing upcoming episodes. And then we also have the suggestion form as the pinned tweet. If you ever want to suggest a song that you want to become the next anime hit on the pod, then we suggest you do so. You submit the artist, the title, and then if you want some recognition, you can submit your name as well, but that it can be anonymous if you wish it to be. If you just want to submit your song and be given a name by us, we will say, oh, well, you're a skydiving archaeologist.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for this song.
What was the fossil that the Pokemon was, that the helix?
Helix and dome, yeah,
wild over. Oh, on the internet.
Omanyte,
a long time ago now.
Yeah, Twitch plays Pokemon.
Yeah,
yeah, that was good times. Truly the might of the internet.
Wow. Anyhow, you could be that.
You could be a little Omanyte doing the dance.
So cute,
doing the little disco dance.
Do-do-do.
Yeah.
One of the cuter little dancing Pokemons in my brain.
Give me the snack.
Yummy.
I don't really remember the context for that, but good nonetheless. So that's the Twitter. Other than that, we have a website.
We do. It is instantannie.may. Check it out. It also has the suggestion form as well as a bunch of podcatchers. It's where we host, so all of our episodes are there with clickable links in the description. If you want to get to a certain song faster, that's a great way to do it. But we also have a playlist on Spotify that has the song that we use for the episode and then the episode that follows.
Yeah.
So that's pretty slick. And we also just have all the songs in a different one if you want to hear some bangers.
Yeah.
And that's getting pretty long because this is 240 something.
I think that is a failing of the playlist system where you can't easily like save your spot. So if you forget what episode you listen to in the playlist,
you have to go through and see
else. Yeah.
Which ones have the little bars.
So, it's a very long playlist.
Yeah. Should we have seasons? Would that make it easier?
Oh, like a playlist per season?
Yeah.
Wow, what would denote...
I have no idea. No idea. Anyway,
we could do seasonal anime in terms of we determine what a summer anime is.
Or we could just do it per year.
True. That would make it shorter.
Well, we'll figure it out. If that sounds nice, let us know.
Let us know in the comments.
At Instant Anime Pod.
But thank you so much for listening. If you have the time to leave a review, usually a star rating or written review wherever you're listening, that would be amazing. We'd love to see it. But if you don't have the time, I understand. I don't either.
Yeah.
So
no worries, man.
Thanks so much for listening and have a good one. We'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.